us, Lord God, we thank you. We thank you for the opportunity given unto us to be before you. We reference your name. We sing and praise in the name of Jesus. Our Lord and our God, we ask that you speak your word this afternoon in the name of Jesus. May he bless the hearer in the name of Jesus. Help us not just to be the hearer only, but the doer of thy word in Jesus' name. Thank you because you're a faithful God. Thank you because you've answered our prayers. For in Jesus, whose precious name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Be seated in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to thank God for the opportunity God has given us to us to be in his presence today. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I pray may God bless us in Jesus' name. We thank God for an opportunity God has given unto us. That after 2 weeks we are back into the church. And we are thanking God because the Bible says where two or three are gathered in his name, he is there. We are thanking God that we are still alive. We thank God that the disease did not take us. Even though many people are dying, but we thank God that we are still alive. May the Lord Almighty bless us in Jesus' name. Not only bless us, I pray may he keep us. He keep you and I in Jesus' name. May he keep your family in Jesus' name. May we live long in Jesus' name. We will not go before our time. We will not die premature. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For the Bible says 1,000 will fall at our side. 10,000 in our right hand, but it will not come near us. But only with our eyes shall we see the reward of the wicked. My prayer for you that you will not go before your time. In the name of Jesus, you will fulfill your destiny on earth. In the name of Jesus. Today, by the special grace of God, I want us to open our Bible to the book of Luke, chapter 9. Luke, chapter 9. We are going to read from verse 23. Luke, chapter 9, from verse 23 and 24. The Bible says, in King James Version, and he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. In verse 24, he said, For whoever will save his life shall lose it. But whoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord is good. If you look at that verse 23, verse 23 says something very important, and he said unto them all, he's talking to you and I today, that for you and I to follow him, there was something that we have to do. We have to deny ourselves. We have to deny ourselves. We have to take up our cross, and we have to follow him. These three things must happen. The first one is denying yourself. What are the things that is stopping you from serving this God? What is this thing that is hindering you from being fulfilled in the work of God in your life? Hallelujah. God is telling us today that for you and I to follow him, we must be ready to set aside those things that are hindering us. We must set aside those things that is blocking you and I. He says, deny yourself. Deny yourself. When you deny yourself, the next step you have to do is to take up your cross. Take up your cross. Not just taking up, you're taking daily. Carry your cross every day and do what? And follow me. Beloved, today, by the grace of God, we are talking about carrying your cross. Carrying your cross. Beloved, are you carrying the cross? Are you carrying that cross? What is stopping you from carrying that cross? What is standing in your way for carrying that cross? Before you can carry that cross, you must be ready and willing to deny yourself. Deny yourself. Beloved, sit back and check yourself very well. Ask yourself this question. What is hindering me? What is stopping me from being fulfilled in my calling? What is hindering me from being fulfilled according to what God wants me to do? Hallelujah. It is only you and I that have the answer to this very question. Look at what he said in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 15, chapter 5, chapter 5, verse 15. He said what? And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him who's dead, who died for them and rose again. Hallelujah. Beloved, he has died for you. He has died for you. That you will live. That you will live in him. That you will not die again. Children of God, God is asking you and I today, are you willing to follow him? Are you willing to follow him? There are so many things holding you and I from serving this God. But listen carefully. He says that he died for all. He died for all. That they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves. You must not live unto yourself because he has died for you. But unto him which died for them and rose again. You must not live for yourself. Deny yourself. Carry that cross. Carry that cross. It is the only way to prosperity. It is the only way to breakthrough. Apart from this way, there is no other way. Beloved, he has died for all. He has died for all. So that you and I should not live again according to our way, but according to him that has died for all. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Deny yourself. Carry that cross, beloved. Carry the cross. Carry the cross. You see in the book of Galatians. Galatians chapter 2. Verse 20. Galatians 2:20. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 2. Verse 20. Hallelujah. And it's opening the house with me, please. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, please. Yes, please.
I am crucified with Christ.
Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. The life which I live in the flesh, I live by what, man? Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord is good. The Bible says what? The life that he lives is no longer his life. He is crucified with Christ. Apostle Paul said, I've denied myself totally. I've let go of everything. All I need right now is to follow that Christ. I died with him, and in him I rise again. Hallelujah. He died in Christ. He's crucified in Christ. We're talking about crucifying. We're talking about dying. It does not mean go kill yourself. He
It does not mean go and kill yourself. No, 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 no. What is telling you? Let go of those things that is holding you. Let go of those things that is blocking you to be fulfilled in life. Hallelujah. Beloved, it's only God. It's only Him. For He said it's the only way, the truth and the life. And without Him, no one can come to the Father. Prosperity, blessings, favor, whatever you are talking about, all lies in Him. When you deny yourself, He will give you all. Hallelujah. Are you willing to deny yourself? Are you willing to deny yourself? See, in the book of John, chapter 12, verse 25. John, chapter 12, verse 25. Hallelujah, the Bible says something. Okay. It says, he that loveth his life shall lose it. He that loveth his life shall lose it. And he that hated his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. He that loveth his life, he will lose it. No one, the Bible says, what shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Hallelujah. It reminds me of the story of the, according to precisely maybe in the book of Judges. The Bible says what? And the man died, the rich man died. And Lazarus also died. But something happened. He enjoyed here on this earth. The rich man enjoyed everything. Whatever he needed, he got everything. But Lazarus got nothing. But at the other end of it, Lazarus got heaven and he made hell. Beloved, whatever you have, put in your mind, you can't take it with you. There's only one thing that will go with you, which is you. Hallelujah. It says what? He that loveth his life. He that loves his life so much. And says, oh, my life is important. Oh, I must take care of this life. He says, such man will lose my life. For he that lost his life. For he that hated his life. In this world. Unto life eternal. Beloved in the house, I beseech you by the mercies of God. What He's asking of us today is very simple. Deny yourself. And carry that cross. Carry that cross. Are you carrying the cross? Are you carrying the cross? Or have you dropped the cross?
Well,
pick the cross wherever you can. Carry that cross again. That is where blessings lie. That is where peace of mind is. That is where fulfillment is. You just have to carry that cross. Hallelujah. Are you not a child of God? Are you not a child of God? Your Father needs you to carry your cross. He said, for you to follow me, you must carry that cross. For you to follow me, you must deny yourself. So I'm going to go to the book of Titus chapter 2. Titus chapter 2, verse 11 and verse 12. Hallelujah. It says what? For the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men. Now look at verse 12, very important. Teaching us that, number one, denying what? Ungodliness. And number two, worldly lust. We should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this world, present world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He has come and showed us salvation. When he showed us salvation, he says the salvation teaches us something. What is that thing he taught us? He taught us to deny ourselves. Amplified said what? He said what? He has taught us to say no. To say no to ungodliness. To say no to worldly pleasure.
direction. And to be sober. To be righteous. To be godly. In this present world.
Hallelujah. Are you saying no today?
Are you saying no today?
Are you saying no to that thing in your life?
You are the only one that can say that no.
You are the only one that can stop it yourself.
You are the only one that can say enough is enough.
Hallelujah. Nobody can tell it to you.
Nobody can help you do it.
You just have to sit down
and do it yourself.
Tell yourself the truth.
Let us tell ourselves the truth.
After all the struggle and struggle,
am I still fulfilled in life?
I am still not yet fulfilled.
I still need more and more and more and more.
So he said, why? Rather for me to kill myself.
Let me just deny myself
so that he can make it for me.
So that he can do it for me.
Because when I carry my cross
and follow him,
his ways are always right.
Hallelujah.
And I know I will not suffer.
I know I won't suffer.
Beloved,
I beg you by the mercies of God,
carry that cross.
Carry that cross.
Where you have dropped it,
go pick it up.
Carry it.
That is what. That is why he made you.
That is the reason why you are in this earth.
That is the purpose of you in this world.
That you should carry your cross.
Hallelujah. Beloved, how can I deny myself?
How can you deny yourself?
Hallelujah. Number one, don't love the world.
Don't love the world.
The world will give you everything.
The world will give you whatever you want.
But it will take something from you.
It will take your salvation.
It will take your relationship
between you and your father.
You will find yourself, you no longer have time for him anymore.
You find that at the end of the day,
for you to be fruitful,
you became unfruitful.
Because why?
You are tired.
You are beaten.
Everything is done.
The world will give you
and take the Bible from you.
Hallelujah. In the book of 1 John chapter 2 verse 15.
1 John chapter 2 verse 15.
The Bible says what?
Love not the world.
Love not the world.
There are the things that are in the world.
If the man loved the world,
the love of the Father
is not in him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If the man loves the world,
if the woman loves the world,
the love of the Father
is not in him.
When the love of the Father is not in him,
automatically you are not carrying the cross.
You have dropped the cross.
Hallelujah.
You have dropped your relationship with him.
You are just on your own.
Carry your cross, beloved.
Don't love the world.
Don't love the world.
Don't love the world.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is good. Number two, choose who to follow.
You choose who to follow.
It's your choice.
Hallelujah.
Joshua said on that day
to the children of Israel,
he said, choose this day
who will you serve.
He said, but as for me
and my house,
we shall serve the Lord.
Choose the day.
It's your choice
for you to make a choice.
I can choose for you.
You choose yourself.
Hallelujah. I was talking to my children on Thursday
at the Bible study,
and I told them, I said, you know what I'm saying?
Don't be deceived.
My righteousness
cannot save you,
or your righteousness
cannot save me.
Hallelujah.
If you live a righteous life
and I live a bad life,
I will go to hell,
you will enter hell.
If I choose a good life
and you choose a bad life,
I will go to heaven, to hell. My righteousness cannot cover you. Your righteousness cannot cover me. Joshua said, choose this day who you will serve. Is it God of your father? Is it the God of the other land? Is it the idols? Is it the prince of the world? Choose this day who you will serve. He said, but as for me and my house,
we'll
serve the Lord. I don't know if that's your prayer. I don't know if that is your prayer, that you will serve the Lord all the days of your life. If that is your prayer, then carry that cross. Carry that cross. In the book of Luke, chapter 16, Luke 16, verse 13. Hallelujah. The Bible said to us, no servant can serve two masters. For either he will hate this one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Who cannot serve God and man? You cannot. You just have to choose. Who will you serve? You have to choose to serve God or to serve yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Beloved, tell yourself the truth. Sit down and tell yourself the truth. Who are you serving? Who are you serving? Are you serving the living God? If you are serving Jehovah, then number three, be willing to follow his leading. Hallelujah. When you choose to follow him, then follow his leading. Be willing to follow his leading. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Have you forgotten what the Bible says? I want someone in the house to help me read. Somebody in the house. In the book of John. John chapter 15. Verse 5. John. I am the vine. You are the branches. He that abides in me and I in him, that same bring forth man, forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Abide in me. Stay connected with me. And I am with you. Because I am with you, you will produce much fruit. But out of me, you can do nothing. You can do nothing. If you are following Jesus Christ, if you are carrying that cross, let him be the one leading you. Beloved, don't leave the road. Do not leave the road. Let him lead you. Hallelujah. You can be driving a car today, and in honor of your life says, I want to drive that car. Your job is to give him the key. Say, Father, drive the car. Hallelujah. He wants you to be like a king.
Why is it the food they made?
He wants you to sit back and relax and let him drive. Have you forgotten what happened in the days of Peter when they were in the sea? The Bible says, and Jesus was inside the boat. He was in the boat, but inside the boat, what was he doing? He was sleeping. And the Bible says, and the sea was disturbed, and the water was boiling. Because these men were fishermen. Because they understand the ocean. They forgot something. That Jesus was there. And they were doing it on their own. How many of you today are doing it on your own? They are packing the water out of the boat yourself. And Jesus is inside you. You keep him silent. And you are packing the water. The Bible says, and it came to a time that they are tired guilty. And then they remember that he's in the boat. He's inside the boat. And Peter did what? He ran down. Master, are you sleeping? Arise. The boat is about to capsize. We are about to die. And Jesus looked at him. So now you just realized. He just came out on top of the boat. He was no longer inside. He was not on top of the boat. And he did not say anything. When the thief saw his presence, understood the author of life is around. He said,
still.
And instantly, the sea calmed down. Then he now told to the disciples, oh man of little faith. Hallelujah. Yes. Beloved, Jesus is inside of you. He is not going to act until you recognize his presence. He is not going to solve the problem unless you invite him to solve it. He is not going to solve the problem unless you give him the key to drive the boat. Father, I am tired of it. Carry my boat. Help me drive it. When you recognize that, keeper of life will surely come out. He will surely come. Hallelujah. Because he's the one leading. The problem with Christian house, we don't allow him to lead. He is inside of us. The author of life is inside of you. Guess what happened? As you are walking, he is walking with you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you sit down, he sit down.
Poor guy.
When you are crying, he's looking at you. When you finish crying, you tell me why you are crying. But as long as they're not talking, he's there looking at you. Keep crying. Keep wasting your time. When we are ready, I am ready. When you recognize my presence, beloved, he that possessed Christ in him lack nothing. When you recognize his presence, he makes things work for you. Hallelujah. He was in the boat. He wasn't sleeping. He just closed his eyes. When they wake him up, he did not stretch his hand. He just looked at them. I just went on top of them and said, be still. And instantly, just still. And the disciples said to themselves, even the wind obeyed him. There is no situation in your life that will not obey the voice of God. For the Bible says, at the mention of his name, what happened? Every knee will bow. You don't care. What is that problem that cannot bow when you mention his name? When you mention the name of Jesus, it will bow. But the reason why it's not bowing, you are not carrying the cross. Carry the cross. Carry the cross. And see if your father cannot do it for you. Hallelujah. When you carry the cross, don't just carry it. Recognize that he's there. Let him be the one leading. Be willing to his leading. Hallelujah. Beloved, are we together in the house? When you are ready, when you are willing, the next thing to do is what? Humble yourself. Be humble. Be humble. Hallelujah. Somebody please help me read the book of Proverbs 11, please. Proverbs 11, verse 2. Proverbs 11, verse 2. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Proverbs 11, verse 2. Yes, please. So when pride comes,
then cometh shame. But with the lowly is wisdom.
When pride comes, follow what? Shame. Do you know the problem of Christian? Please, we know all. We know everything. I know the connection. I have everything. Yes, I know you have it. But the Bible says what? It is him that make it happen. Hallelujah. Humble yourself. Bring yourself down. Bring yourself down and let him do it for you. Don't be shy to cry to him. Cry. Even though the muko is coming out of your nose, it's okay. Cry well. Father, are you not my daddy? What is going on? My life is becoming a mess. I have carried my cross. Hallelujah. But listen carefully. Double check it first. Before you start saying you carry your cross, double check it first. If indeed you deny yourself totally, if you have denied yourself and you're carrying that cross, talk to him. Talk to that God. He's your father. He will listen to you. Hallelujah. Amen. Daddy, sit down on that chair. I will sit on the floor. And I know you're on that chair now. Why are you doing this to me? I've carried my cross for sex. I've denied myself. And you are the one leading me. Why am I just not working? Listen carefully. If indeed you denied yourself, you've carried your cross, Ancient of Days will speak to you. He will tell you the problem. Are you ready to carry your cross? Are you ready to deny yourself? Beloved, if you are ready, help me go to the book of John. In the book of John, chapter 3, verse 30. John 3:30. Hallelujah. I need a fast read up with you, please. Somebody let me open the book of Philippians, chapter 2, please. Philip, yes.
He must increase.
I must decrease. Jehovah must increase. And I must decrease. That is to say, total deniers. God, eat up me. He must increase. And I will decrease. He knows all. I know nothing. There's a saying. Listen, when you go to a new job and when you get there, don't show to them you know everything. Humble yourself. Your qualification will bring you up at the right time. Hallelujah. Amen. It reminds me of a testimony of a brother that traveled. He went to apply for a job. When he got there, he has a small body. So the people that saw him, they were like, sit down there. And he sat down. He was coming to apply for just small job. So finally, when his time came for interview, they called him. Hey, you. They are calling you. Go. So he went in and he sat down. And the man, the owner of the company, said to him, yes, what are your qualifications? He said, I'm coming. Now open the file, pack all his qualifications, and he gave the man. When he gave the man the qualification, the man said to him, today, You came as an IT. You are the assistant general manager of this company. Just like, wow. Hallelujah. And instantly, they called the people that said to him, say, hey, you. We are glad to inform to you, this is going to be your director. Hallelujah. He walked out of the company. I said, sir. He was, hey. Now he became, sir. Your car is outside, sir. He came with Kurein. He went on with an official car. Beloved, it's all about, he knows what he has. When he humbled himself. Say, let what I have bring me out myself. Beloved, when you carry that cross and you humble yourself, blessings will find you. There's no two ways you will be blessed. Hallelujah. When he told me, I was like, I remember when you're going back home, you are crying. He said, no, you don't, nobody understand the will of God. Today, he's the one controlling the company. It's not his own. Or it's like it's on. The people that we are there for years, they are now on that. He's the one training them. I beg of you, beloved. Tell the person beside you. Humble yourself. Humble yourself so that God can lift you up. Humble yourself so that God can lift you up. Hallelujah. Are you denying yourself? You want God to do it for you? Let us pray. Let us pray. Beloved, I don't know what you are passing through. I don't know why you have dropped that cross. I don't know why you have dropped the cross. But I want to tell you one thing. There is still amendment. There is still hope. You can still go back and pick up that cross. You can still go back and carry it again. I don't know who God is talking to in the house today. If you know the Lord has spoken to you, why don't you just go for your father and say, Father, today, I choose to recognize you. I choose to recognize your presence in my life. I choose to recognize your presence in my life. I know I have done what is not right. I know I have gone astray. I know I have failed. But Lord, I know there's one thing about you. You are a God of mercy. You are the God of second chance. Lord Almighty, restore all that I have lost. Restore all that I have lost. Restore all that I have lost. As I carry my cross to you today, as I carry my cross, Lord, as I deny myself, oh Lord, everything I have lost, everything I have lost, all my glory, all my blessings, Jehovah, restore them back. In the name of Jesus, I cannot do it myself. I cannot do it myself. I have tried. I have failed. I have tried. It's not working. Lord, today I recognize something. I have left my cross. I have left my cross, Lord. I have left my cross, Lord. My Father, my God, I will not carry my cross back. As I carry this cross back, as I deny myself, Lord, Almighty God, Almighty God, everything I have lost, all my lost blessings, all my lost glory, Lord, restore them back. In the name of Jesus, the Bible says, when he came, he brought salvation. And has given us the right to say no to the desire of the world. To say no to our ungodliness. Lord, today we want to say yes to you. 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 Come to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. I surrender all. I surrender all. say, but as for me and my family, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Beloved, why don't you just rise on your feet right now and say, Father, I surrender all to you. I surrender all to you. I surrender my all to you. I surrender all. Burden for you. He wants to solve that issue. He wants to give you that testimony. All he required of you is to rededicate yourself to him. Rededicate your journey to him and say, Father, I will dedicate my life, my all to you. I surrender all to you.
I surrender.
Unto you in any way that we have dropped the cross, Lord, today we return back and pick that cross again. We say we are sorry for dropping it in the first place. Lord, we dropped it because things were not working. We dropped it because we are trying to solve the puzzle of our life. We dropped it because things, the doors are closed. But Lord, you made us to understand that the only way that door can be opened is for us to pick that cross and follow you. For you know the road better than we do. Lord, we pick up that cross today. We choose to walk with you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lead us, Lord. Anywhere you lead us, we are willing to go. We rededicate our journey to you. We dedicate our family unto you. We dedicate the ministry unto you. Lord, come and lead. Jehovah will recognize your presence in our life.
Yes, Father.
Take the lead, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Take the lead, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We will follow you.
Yes,
Lord. Lord, take the lead, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We will follow you.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, take the lead, Lord.
Yes,
we will follow you. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Help us to serve you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Help us to say no to the world and say yes to
yes,
you.
Yes, Father.
Help us to deny ourselves.
Yes, Lord.
Total deniers, Lord.
Yes.
And carry the cross daily with you.
Yes, Lord.
May we not get tired, Lord.
Amen.
May we not get tired, Lord.
Amen.
Even when the doors are closed, your word says you will open it.
Yes.
You said, even though it tarries, wait for it. It will surely come to pass.
Yes, amen.
You say, when you open the doors, no man can shut it.
Yes, Father.
And when you shut that door, no man can open
it. Yes,
no matter who we are, no matter our knowledge, no matter our connection, when you shut the door, we cannot open it.
Yes.
But when we allow you to open,
oh, yes.
You are the master key.
Yes.
When you open the door,
yeah.
No matter how that door might be, when you take charge of the door, it opens in one accord.
Yes, Father.
Because your word made me to understand that. In the days of Peter, when he was chained down in the prison yard, the Bible says you went into the prison yard, you tap him by his side, you say, Peter, arise. And he rose and the chain fell off. And the Bible says, he said, put on your shoe and move. When he begins to move, the Bible says, when he got to the first door, it opened. When he went to the second door, it opens. When he went to the gate of brass, it opens. When he went to the city gate, it opens. And you are with him. You are walking with him. When he came out of the gate, he said, now my job is done. You went back. He said, Peter, go and preach the word.
Yes.
And the Bible says, and he realized that it was not a dream.
Yes. Oh, yes.
No wonder your word says, when you visit the children of Israel, they were like men that dream dreams. Lord, restore every dead glory in this room in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Restore every dead career in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Restore every lost blessings in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Whatever the devil has stolen, my God and my Lord, let there be restoration.
Amen.
Let there be restoration.
Amen.
Let there be restoration.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You are God and you always be God.
Yes, Father.
Prove yourself in your case.
Amen.
Prove yourself in their case. As they carry their cross today, Lord, give them the reason not to drop it again. In the name of Jesus. Be their God and their guide. Thank you because you are a faithful God.
Thank you
because testimony will abound. Thank you because testimony will be abound. Lost glory has been restored.
Amen.
Lost glory has been restored.
Amen.
Dead career has come back to life.
Amen.
Dead glory has come back to life.
Amen.
Lost blessings have been restored.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Baba.
Thank you,
glory and honor be given unto your name.
Oh, yes,
glory and honor be ascribed unto your name.
Yeah.
For in Jesus' most precious name we pray.
Amen.